of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net.
Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Good morning, Scout. Yes, you are the real deal.
I like that part. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. I just realized I don't know how to set the studio clock. Oh, well. We'll figure it out. Cool. Welcome back. So this is the special edition this morning, the bonus deluxe, when the boss is away, the mice will play, special edition of Life Insights Live this morning. It is live. You can comment to me on Facebook. I'll have the Life Insights page up on Facebook, so you can talk to me there. As soon as I get, let's see, we can go away from that and go over to that. All right, is anybody else having this thing where you're up on Facebook and you get this script is causing your whole computer to slow down? Should we stop running this script? Is that just my computers that do that? Is it just my Facebook page? Anyway, you can talk to me on Facebook. Go in and like Life Insights and talk to me on Facebook. That's very funny. Meanwhile, we're actually going to do a quick string of celebrating this extra half-hour bonus show by doing a series of psychic gift readings. What's that mean? What's that mean? That means you get to call in. Now, if you've called in and been on the air with anybody and had a reading on the air with anybody in the last 6 weeks, today's not your turn. However, if you would never call a radio station to do that sort of thing, then today is your turn. And anybody that's in between. So just if you've been on the air recently, today's not your turn. Let everybody else have a turn today. But for the rest of you, the phone number is area code 415, which spells San Francisco in area code speak, 543, which spells kid, 8255, which spells talk. So 415 kid talk or San Francisco kid talk. Because, well, between Kwong and I, one of us is only child-like, not childish, and talk is what we do. All right, we're not going to go any further than that. That's all we're going to say about that part. So we'd love to have you join in. You can call in and play along with us. Do you want to run it from over there? Let's try me picking it up from in here when we get ready to go. Nope, you're going to do it from there. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. You can just toss him right up on here. Oh, it's a friend of his calling in just to say, hi, how you doing? How have you been? So, my name is Scout, like Pathfinder, Bartlett, like Pears. I've been described as one of our generation's most respected practical mystics, whatever most respected means. I have an engineering degree, an engineering background. However, I do view the world from an intuitive aspect. I interact with the world from that intuitive aspect. And it flows from there. Oh, okay. They want to talk to me too? Let's see. If I do that and then do that, with any luck at all, hi, you're live on the air with Scout Bartlett. Can I have your first name and where are you?
Hey,
hi. Hey, hi. Can I have your first name and where are you?
Mary in San Francisco.
Good morning, Mary in San Francisco. All right, city's ahead. City's got 1 point. So what we're doing this morning, and I'll tell everybody and tell Mary at the same time, I'm actually going to tune in on each of the callers, and we'll be reading out a gifted area about you, just because I find that sort of an interesting conversation. It lets us talk about lots of different things. So for Mary in, for hey, hi, Mary in San Francisco, Kwong's close personal friend, apparently. So what are we going to go dial in on Mary? Along with obviously a sense of lightness and humor, which is just too obvious. That's not even worth going after. Mary, you have a very strong gifted area that, and every gifted area that I've ever seen in anybody has what I refer to as a sharp back edge, kind of like a two-sided sword blade, to where you can swing the front, but you want to stay out of the way of the back of it. And so some of our gifted areas are really useful, and they also have places that are disadvantageous. I mean, I have to say that one of the reasons that I ended up studying the development of my intuition was specifically because my intuition was driving me crazy. And I had to find out what the heck was going on. So that drew me into studying with my very first teacher, Betty Bethards, and then a whole string of study since then. Mary, one of the gifted areas in you is if you went to a business meeting and somebody needed to review what really happened in that meeting and where did it turn a corner and where did it go the directions it went, you'd be way able to do that because one of your gifted areas is your ability to sort of replay things in your mind and look at them again to see what went on and what happened. It's an interesting form of memory. You think everybody could remember that way if they just took the time and paid attention, and that's not really how it works. It's a very unique knack on your part. The downside of that particular gift, my dear, is that it's pretty easy to get obsessed with going back and replaying things that happened in your world and taking them apart and trying to diagnose or analyze everybody's participation and whether they were or weren't participating in the way that they should or shouldn't have and what that does or doesn't mean about Mary. So I'll help you out. It doesn't mean anything about Mary. Everybody does what they do. Nobody does anything specifically aimed to us. They're just doing what they do, and sometimes we're the person that's in front of it. So let that part go, and instead take advantage of the fact that when you do look at how people really are, when you review stuff in your mind, it makes it easier to know how to navigate in the future as opposed to how to accuse in the past. Are you with me?
Got it.
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Oh, 100%.
Cool. And then just for people listening, you know, did we sit down and plan this out ahead of time? And I said I'd say this.
No.
And you would... In fact, have we even met?
Yes.
Okay, cool. But we didn't talk about this.
Many moons ago.
Ah, cool. Yeah, that's right. I've been doing this for a few weeks.
That was really right. Like, bing, 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 bing. You charted it the whole, yeah.
Cool. Well, that'll make it entertaining. That'll make it very entertaining.
And factual and something to remember.
Yeah, well, if you can unhook from that obsessive review, you'll find things will flow more readily. So I do want to mention that we are going to have the healing class up in San Francisco. And then next Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from, I'll be doing a very special workshop down at East West. I'm doing one Tuesday evening, too, but people in the city aren't going to go to Mountain View on a Tuesday. It's hard to get people in the city to go anywhere ever except skiing. But next Saturday, I'll be doing a very special workshop down at East West Bookshop, and you can find out more by going into their website, eastwest.com. Thanks for calling, Mary, and I'm going to jump on to the next call. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Scout. Oh, for everybody else, we do now have a line open, 415-543-8255. So good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Scout. Can I have your first name, and where on earth are you?
Good morning. This is Denise, and I'm in San Francisco.
Ooh,
score. Two for the city.
Two for the city. And Denise is keeping score, too. Cool. I love that. It just cracks me up to keep score. Every now and then we'll do a day where it's all East Bay. You know, but the people in Marin just, they never come out ahead for some reason.
Really?
Oh, Kwong says the people in Marin don't get up this early.
There you go. Well, I heard your earlier show, too. I did get up this morning.
Oh, fabulous. Thanks. Yeah, so you heard me whining earlier, huh? I'm so embarrassed.
I wouldn't say that.
Aw, that's sweet. Thank you. I would, but you're more polite than I am. All right, cool. So let's go take a look at Denise. We do have a line open, 415-543-8255. We're doing psychic gift readings, and everybody in the whole world is going to know about Denise in just a moment here. Let me go dial in. Yeah, maybe that's not the one we want to talk about.
Oh.
Now that I said that, I have to at least clarify a tiny bit.
Go wherever you want.
you don't really recognize it, Denise, but one of the things that you have is you have a nice natural... Oh, good. We'll just read that. That'll work. We can work with it that direction. You have a nice natural gift at sensing what flows with people and sensing the directions in which they can... let's say, open their hearts or be pleased. We'll phrase it that way. Now, one of the side effects of that, which was the one that I initially thought, we won't go there. So just so people won't know that it was anything any more interesting than that, because we all know where their brains went, was that it makes it really easy for you to have what others could see as an easy ability for a flirtatious nature. Not that you're an excessive flirt and not that it's, not sincere, but because you so empathically inside your body, it's called clairsentience, that ability to sense our intuitive intake inside our own body, because you so empathically sense what causes people to light up and flow, you have a natural unconscious tendency to play toward that in your interactions with people, which makes you playful, but it also makes you interestingly flirtatious, which is, I think it's a really good knack. I think flirtation is a lovely part of life. I think people that are anti-flirtation are just a little bit confused about aliveness, or they have boundary issues, one or the other, and they can't flirt without following up. That's the nice way to say that. But that empathic sensing and tracking of people as a physical experience inside your own body is probably the key that we want to talk about there is that is a real part of your nature, that clairsentience. And quite frankly, I don't usually talk about it like this, but the healing class that we developed, when I first channeled that training through, it was really channeled. It was 12 years of study for survival techniques for, a day-to-day living as an empath being bounced around by the people around me. And so for people that come in where they've historically been bounced around by the feelings going on in the people around them, it's a tremendous life skills tool. It's a great class for everybody, but for empaths, it really is in there. So I want to talk for a second about that whole clairsentient nature. Those of us that have that as our primary intuitive sensitivity, it's a really tricky thing to sort out. What am I feeling versus what am I experiencing that somebody else is feeling? One can walk out their door in the morning feeling perfectly fine, and by the time they have passed however many people they pass on their way to work, suddenly they're drained or they're tired or they're annoyed or they're frustrated or they're overloaded. It's just that empathic take. It's that whole empathic interconnection. So one of the parts about, the joyful part about that is it's a delight to be able to sense what's going on with people and interact with them at their own pace. When I'm doing readings, because I'm so wired up clairsentiently, my whole vocabulary and the examples I use significantly change depending upon the client I'm working with, because it's the client's vocabulary I work from. It's the framing and the shaping of how they experientially shape their concepts and their memories is what I work from when I'm doing readings. I literally get to link in and be in them, the same as them, for periods of time in the reading, which makes it really easy to see what's going on. The downside to it, you already know, is you can walk out feeling perfectly fine, and then suddenly you're smacked. Or you can walk into a meeting that has nothing whatsoever to do with you. You're just sitting in. But everybody in the room is so tense, the next thing you know, you're wound up with tension and feeling like you need to extend all of your energy out to smooth all of them so that they'll be okay, so that you can, have done whatever it was. There's the real tendency for us to think that it's our job to have to smooth and brighten everybody. Leave them alone. Let them go sit in their own frustrations. Okay, does that make sense to you, Denise?
Oh, yes, it does. I've had that comment about the clairsentience ability before, and mm-hmm. The whole take on the flirtatiousness, that does make sense. I never...
That was carefully worded. Thanks. That was fun. Yeah, and I like to.
That was fun. I'm smiling out loud.
Oh, good. I like to double check. I'm perfectly willing to take that risk right here on the air of having people say, "Yeah, that did make sense," or "It didn't." I want people to know whether or not it fit when they're out there listening. Thanks, Denise.
It did. You
please,
have a great day.
Yeah, go jump into ifidknownthen.com. Go jump into ifidknownthen.com and send us an email so that we can keep you up to date with our announcements.
Okay. Great. Sounds
Thanks.
Great.
And we're going to jump over there. And if I got the correct, yeah, I did. Hi, you're live on the air with Scout Bartlett. Can I have your first name and where in the world are you?
I'm Florin, and I'm from San Francisco, downtown. Ooh. San Francisco.
Oh, downtown, no less. Florence, is that what you said?
Yes.
Great. Welcome, Florence, and City 3. East Bay 0, Marin sleeping. You know, it's a tight score. Or if we do the statistics, we've got 100% is San Francisco so far this morning, which either tells us that in the rain our signal doesn't go very far, or it tells us that the San Francisco people are bold participants while the others just sit back and take in. We could go either way with this. So they're boldly going where no other cities have gone before them. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Florence, a gifted area in Florence. And what do we want to talk about there?
Well,
Florence, one of the things that I'd like to tell you about you is you really dial into things. The word is tactilely. For you, it would be your sense of things with your fingertips. You really dial into detail. It's real easy for you to focus into detail. If you'd been born, I don't know, however many years earlier, you would have found yourself, if you didn't anyway, you would have found yourself drawn to things like needlepoint and tatting. Because of the detail and the tactile, the fingertip sensitivity involved and the detail involved would have drawn you right into that sort of an experience of working with needlepoint, working with tatting, working with those things that had a texture and a fine detail to them. So one of the parts for you is if you ever need to study something to learn it, it'll be easiest for you to learn things if you'll be almost sort of like fidgeting with something that has a tactile aspect to it. You could get a worry stone, you could get a crystal, you could get even a piece of fabric that had interesting texture to it. And if you needed to study something, let your fingertips be sort of playing with something that has tactile sensitivity to it while you study. And then if you had to do an exam on it, just have that same worry stone or that same tactile sensation, and you'll be able to dial right back into it. But detail is much easier for you than it is for a lot of folks. You think that may not be true because you try to remember all the detail and nobody could do that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Fabulous.
And
great.
You're really right.
Oh,
that's
cool.
What I do for a living.
Oh, no kidding. What do you do?
I'm an arts and craft teacher, and I'm also part of the gardening and vegetarian cooking class instructor.
And here I was thinking, well, I'm not sure she'll follow what I'm talking about. Well, then, if you were to do your own art, I would expect that you do.
I was on vacation, so now I'm calling you, and I said, "Well, this is my first time. Now, how do you do this?" So this is my first time, and I'm glad I heard you. And I said, "Okay, now cool. Where do we go from now?" I said, "You know, back from vacation." And I said, well, I want to move on to something else. And then I called you. And thank
Fabulous.
You for the wonderful advice.
Great. Thanks. Thanks so much. Florence, I will let you know we're going to be teaching we're going to be teaching the class we call the healing class up here in the city starting the first Friday of May. So starting right up in May. If you'll go into the website, actually, I'll tell everybody the shortcut. You can get to the website by going to Not Scott. Because I'm Scout, not Scott. Just go to notscott.com, and that'll take you into our website of ifidknownthen.com. And then just go to the contact us and send us an email so that we can make sure that you get our announcements about stuff we're doing in the city.
Perfect.
Great. Thanks. And then go in and you can go in and like us on, if you do Facebook, go in and like Life Insights. Go find Life Insights and like us on Facebook. Okay, I'm going to jump out of that one, and we'll just take a second to, I don't have to do that part. I'll just say, yeah, cool. I gave him contact information. We don't need to do that. We gave him weather earlier this morning. It's raining. We gave him contact information a second ago talking to Florence. Who needs an ad spot? We can just hit the theme music, and we'll just do that part. I know. Wait, you weren't ready. What button is that? Well, whose theme music? Who the heck is on the air right now? Okay, there it is. That's it. Yeah, you're listening to a special edition of Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Ha 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 Ooh, I like that part. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Like Pathfinder and Bartlett Like Pears. We probably have time. We got one open line. We'll probably have time to make it through all of them. It's 415-543-8255. What we're doing is I'm doing little fast psychic gift readings. And those of you keeping score at home, it's City 3, East Bay 0, South Bay 0, and Marin is still in the hot tub. So I think that's our next line. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Scout Bartlett. Can I have your first name and where on earth are you?
Elizabeth, and I'm in San Francisco.
Who? San Francisco for? Who'd have thunk it?
Okay.
Those San Francisco people are grabbing these. This is so exciting.
I know.
Oh, very cool. They've recently moved our studio, and when they do that, they change the fiber optic that connects us to our tower, and it has cleaned up our signal a little bit. So it's very fun. Places that we used to be really scratchy, they can hear us now. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth. What are we going to tell Elizabeth about Elizabeth? Give me just a second and go dial in on that. Well, actually, we're going to not do a gifted area reading for you. We're just going to do a little reading out. Elizabeth, you've been triggered into doing a whole lot of life review. And it's not necessarily been cheerful, but you've been triggered into doing a whole lot of life review as if you're evaluating whether or not you've, done it right or got it right or missed the door or whatever. It's actually a knack to be able to do that sort of a life review. Line one, Kwong. It's actually a knack to be able to do that sort of life review. But you're getting yourself sort of caught up in that. So I know it's raining today. But what I want to say is what you're looking toward is your sense of self got rocked by your external experiences in the world. And what you're looking for is getting that sense of self back. And oddly enough, everything in us that's mental and emotional is also energetic and physical. It shows up in all four planes. And so sometimes we can make a change on one level by making a change on another level. The thing that's going to support that sense of self for you is walking. And then I'd also like to recommend, if you had an opportunity, there's a woman in town, Diane Way. Her website is Stretching by the Bay. She does active isolated stretch work, stretchingbythebay.com. To get some stretch work on your psoas muscles so that you open out that flow there at the hip and groin. I think we're allowed to say that on here. Anyway, but walking is the thing that's going to support that sense of self for you, Elizabeth, and it's going to bring that back around, and it'll brighten your spring a lot. You've got an interesting spring ahead of you. It's a fabulous time to expand your energy so that you come flying into it high. You follow what I'm saying?
You are amazing.
Oh, bless your heart.
You are just amazing. So thank you so much.
Grab that one, Kwong. Great. Thanks, Elizabeth. I appreciate your call, dear. So I know it's raining today, but put on your rain gear and go walk.
I'm out.
Or better yet, do a little bit of Gene. Was it Gene? No. Anyway, a little singing in the rain. Go a little dance. And,
you got it.
Splash
okay,
in the puddles.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye, dear. And good morning. You're live on the air with Scout and Life Insights Live. Can I have your first name and where on the world are you?
My name is Barb, and I'm from San Francisco.
Ooh, it's a shutout.
I had to call in just because of that.
Oh, now we've got them competing, Kwong. They're jumping on the lines in order to give San Francisco a full shutout. Oh, and the suspense is up. I've got to do Barb's reading really fast because we've got one more person online. We've got to get to him and see if we can keep that San Francisco shutout going. So, Barb, let me go tell about, this is so cute. You would never, never, never do this. Bless your heart. I'm honored. Thanks so much. So that's fun. First part is you're actually, we'll just call you an open-minded skeptic, which is a great thing to be. I highly approve. But if you really notice, you can actually notice that right now when I'm looking at you in this way, and for those listening, I'm not looking at her, I'm just connecting up psychically. You can feel a sense of I'll call it a link and a rapport, where it feels like it, your whole body goes into that, known him forever kind of a thing. You gauge a whole lot of what goes on in your world by what you get in your inner responses to it. You've got an inner, I think I can politely say, BS detector that you run pretty full time. And that's not an accusation. It's just the truth. The one piece that I do want to give you as a caution there is if somebody completely believes what they're saying, you'll believe it too, even if it's not true, because what you're actually detecting is people's awareness that they're being deceptive. So if you haven't yet, the first time that you run into a truly pathological liar, you'll find that to be very entertaining. I'll say when your alarm bells go off on the side, believe them when it says, this can't quite be right. But meanwhile, Barb, that's a real knack that you have, and it makes it easy for you even though you don't recognize it. You tend to be the power behind the throne, but it would make it easy for you to step forward and lead, because people will actually follow what you say because you sound so solid and so well considered when you speak. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Weird, huh? Thank you, dear. All right, we're down to it. Last caller, you're live on the air with Scout Bartlett. You need to turn down your radio or you're going to go crazy with that echo, but I need to know your first name and where on the world are you?
Nicole, and I'm in Oakland.
Ah! We took out that San Francisco, but it's 5-1. But nonetheless, San Francisco missed their shutout. Guys, next time you got to get on the phone. Okay, Nicole. That clock keeps throwing me. I got to look at this clock and this clock. That's better. Cool. I've got three clocks I can see in the studio, two of which are actually correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Nicole, I'm back to Nicole in Oakland. Okay. Wow, that's interesting. It's an interesting overlap with Elizabeth, but slightly different. Nicole, you dance. I don't know if you ever studied dance, but you dance, you move, and you think by moving your feet. It's just sort of an interesting aspect. You're real connected up to your sense of motion and your sense of movement. So one piece I'll toss in, you probably caught it already, but if you haven't, it'll be useful for you, is that when you're thinking about something, when you're pondering something, when you're wondering about something, the easiest way for you to think is to move your feet. So if you've got to figure something out, turn on some music, even if you have to have it in headphones, if you've got to figure something out or if you're trying to sort something out, turn on some music and literally just kind of get yourself up and boogie. And it doesn't have to be fancy. If you're just even moving your body with your feet a little bit, you'll find that you're thinking, then you're not thinking, then you forget to think, then you're thinking about your dancing, and then all of a sudden you're back to your original question, but you're back to your original question with a sense of clarity about it. It's a kinesthetic motion thing. You're connected together with your body, but when you need to figure something out, get up and dance, or if you have to, dance in your chair or just dance with your feet. But you'll notice when you move your feet, your brain clears up and then you can see where you're going. I know that was weirdly phrased because I had to do it really quick, but does that make any sense to you? Yeah, hard to digest.
I just listen to a lot of music, but I do wonder about things a lot.
Yep. Try it out. Every time that you're trying to figure something out, just mentally, even just imagine yourself dancing and you'll watch that your mind will clear up. That's all the time that I have, so I'm going to have to jump away. Thanks for calling. And I do want to remind everybody to make sure that you get a hold of us at, just go to notscott.com or ifidknownthen.com. Send us an email through our contact and then we can put you on our announcements list, because we've got events coming up a week from tomorrow down in Mountain View. We've also got a class coming up in the city. But on top of that, I want every single buddy out there to treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are, and to always remember that every single day, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
Get on your spiritual